What the fuck is up? What the fuck is up? What the fuck is up? You already know who the fuck this is. You hear that? That's that Jay-Z and Kanye West in the back, baby. Ball so hard. Anyways, welcome back for yet again another amazing podcast. I ain't gonna podcast too long. I just had some thoughts on my mind, man, about these artists, bruh. About these artists. These artists is fucking up. Kanye West promised us an album, Yandy and something, Jesus something, last week. And the reason why I personally think why Kanye did not put out his album, because what he was trying to do is he wanted to probably tweet out he was releasing an album, right? And I don't think he got the response that he was looking for, as far as like people looking for his stuff, you know what I mean? With the whole, I think that whole Trump thing kind of fucked it up. Like, in the public eyes, it may look like, nah, Abu, you're capping. That didn't fuck shit up. Kanye West is still bigger than you know what I'm saying? He's still Kanye West. Don't get shit twisted. Well, you know, yeah, that's cool, but like, from us and Kanye West is completely different. Like, Kanye West may be used to billions of people checking his stories, you know, pre-ordering, you know, his albums, or just streaming his albums, period. You know what I'm saying? But maybe it kind of fell off. Maybe he's in the millions now, you know what I'm saying? And that's not what the record company is wanting, because people fail to realize, like, Kanye West signed a lifetime deal. Like, he has to put out music. He has to put out content for the rest of his life. There's no retiring for Kanye West. So, with that being said, he kind of signed his life away. You know, from what I last researched, you know, he kind of signed his life away. So, with that being said, I think the record company really isn't getting the response that they are used to, or that they're used to seeing, you know what I'm saying? So I think maybe that's why his album got pushed back, you know? And I think it's the same, I definitely think it's the same thing with Uzi, like the same thing Uzi is suffering from, you know? From that whole, you know, like misleading people, oh yeah, Eternal Take's gonna drop this time, then he doesn't drop, so like, again, with Uzi, like, I think he's not getting the response. I think it's his core fan base. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with your core fan base, but I think Uzi's at the point now where he probably thinks, like, hey, you know, my fan core base may be, like, a million flat, but I'm used to seeing, like, 22 million people streaming my shit. I'm used to seeing 22 million people pre-ordering. You know, and I'm just exaggerating these numbers. But you get, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm trying to say. Like, he's probably used to seeing an outrageous number. And now he's probably seeing just, you know, bare minimum. And bare minimum to him could be a million people. You know what I'm saying? But to us, that's like, nigga, you're cat. But to the record companies, to Uzi himself, that's probably like, nigga, that's nothing to us. I mean, to them. You know what I mean? So, I personally think they're suffering from that type of stuff. If I'm sorry, this damn car is like not trying to drive. But yeah, I personally think that's what they're suffering from. And like I said, man. I mean, I'm not no fucking strategic album planner, you know, album releaser type guy that can give you a strategic plan on how to release your albums, or I'm not that guy, you know what I'm saying? But if I was that guy, I will simply, someone like Kanye West, it just comes down to they just need to put out their album. That's it. Just put it out, man. Put out your album, bro. Cause now I don't think these people are realizing, like, bro, like, you're losing fans. You know what I'm saying? You get your fans all hyped up for this beautiful album, for this amazing moment, you know what I'm saying? And then you lie to them. So after you start you know, misleading us. Sooner or later, we're just going to forget about it. Oh, he's dropping an album. Who? I don't care. Because the last three times he said that and it never dropped. So I personally don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at as far as Lil Uzi Vert. You know, I'm at the point where, like, Uzi, I love you as an artist, you know. I think if we were friends, listen to me, I think if we were friends, we'll be like, bro, you'll be my best friend type shit, because you vibe, bro. The vibes that you bring on your records, bro, like, and the things that you talk about, bro, like, we would be good friends, you know. So, like, but as an artist, you know, as a fan to an artist, bro, you just got to put out the music, bro. You just got to put it out and see what the response will be. You know what I'm saying? Just put it out, because slowly you're losing views, bro. Like, Uzi used to do triple digits, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, 100, 120 million views, 100, you know, 100 million, stuff like that. And now he's only in the 5 million, the 10 million, the 2 million. So it's like, Uzi, you have to just put out your content, bro. You have to just put it out, bro. Just put it out. Put it out and see what the response is. You know what I'm saying? Put that shit out and see how we will respond. But like I said, I'm not no album strategic, you know, rollout type of dude. But I think if there's any position in the world, I think I would be good at, you know, planning out a rollout. You know what I'm saying? I really think I could make a good rollout. Like, a hell of a good rollout, you know. Like, for an example, my first initial plan for an album rollout would essentially be getting out into, you know, into the public. Do it old school. Getting out into the public, you know what I'm saying? Starting an event, maybe for kids, maybe for, like, you know, an adult. So, like, maybe, like, do, like, a club appearance, you know, and they do that. But this is my strategic planning on if I was an artist and if I was going to put out my personal record or album or mixtape, how would I strategically roll out my album? Simple. Touch the people. Get in the people's face. You know what I'm saying? Touch the people. Word of mouth. So, me going out into, you know, into these schools, into these clubs, into these, you know, into these functions where the youth is at, wherever my initial target is. So if my target is, like, the youth, go where the youth is at. Let them feel me. Let them see me. Let them hear me. Let them know I am a person. I am not just this internet sensation. I am a person. You can feel me. You can touch me. You can talk to me. I have feelings. I'm not just on the internet. So that would be my number one strategic planning. Then after that, I would definitely go back into my Snapchat, back into my Facebook, back into my Instagram, and I will send messages, my personal messages. Because I think nowadays artists, you know, obviously artists have millions or, like, thousands of followers. So it's hard to, you know, try to reach out to each and every one of your followers who message you. But, you know what I'm saying, I will find a time to reach out to a handful of them, you know what I'm saying? Large portion of them, and I will personally write them a message. Hey, this is, like, say if I was Uzi. Hey, my name's, you know, obviously. Hey, what's up, you know? Are you an Uzi fan? Obviously, me being a fan. Oh, what's, hell yeah, Uzi, is this really Uzi? You know what I'm saying? Then I will be like, yes, this is Uzi, hey. You know, check out my album. It's finna drop within 3 days. So maybe I will set up like a text message system to where if you are my core fans, if you want to literally reach out to me, text my number. You know what I'm saying? But I will have it to where I have, you know, two different phones and I will text these people. Hi, what's up? What's up? I'm Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Hi, what's up? Blaze Blue. You know, but I think I will literally find time to really write it and maybe even record myself doing it for a YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, my name's Lil Uzi. This is my YouTube channel. If you want to, you know, find out what I'm doing, text my number and I will text you back. Call me, FaceTime me, and I'll FaceTime you back. You know, and I'm not gonna FaceTime each and every fan, but maybe, like, once every day, I may be FaceTiming, like, maybe 3 to 5 fans. You know what I'm saying? One in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night, and maybe, like, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, then three at night, you know, before I go to sleep or before I hit the studio. Hey, I'm in the studio. Check me out. My album's finna come out. Would you like to listen to maybe like 3 seconds of the new album? Bam. Give them a snippet. 3 second snippet. Or I'll set up a text. That same text system that I was talking about, I will then maybe bring a preview onto the text app. Hey, listen to 3 seconds of my text. I mean, 3 seconds of my, here's a preview of my album. What do you think of it? Bam, show them, you know, like a minute of the, you know, the fire song that you think and give it to them. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then see the response come in. I fuck with it. So after you get so many response on that preview, then you know, then you strategically know in your head, you're literally looking at the data, you know, because that's pretty much data now. So now by your data, by your text system, which is your data now, because all these people is telling you, go, man, that's fire. So that lets you know, okay, for a rollout now, if I'm doing, you know, because just like the baby, he put out intro for before he dropped Kirk. He showed it, his intro, which is part of his album, you know, so from the database, from the text system. You know, so from the database, you know, I can then, you know, make my move. So if everyone's fucking with this song, if everyone's saying this one's fire, then I can then make a move and be like, okay, well, I'm getting hell of response on this. Now let me, you know, this is going to be the first song that I'm going to put out, you know what I'm saying, to draw the people. So once I get, okay, this is, you know, this song's this, and you put it out, the people in that text message app is going to feel like a part of it, you know, because they heard it before you officially dropped it. You know what I'm saying? Before you officially dropped it, they heard of it. So once it comes out, it's like, oh my God, I heard that song before it even dropped. Oh my God, you guys, I heard this song. Look. Uzi texted me and showed us this song. Look. And then now, word of mouth. Oh, how you snippet Uzi's new song like that? Oh man. I got Uzi's number, man. I got Uzi text app number, man, dog. I got Uzi's number. Bam, word of mouth. Man, take this number, man. If you take down this number, bro, Uzi previews all his new music before he releases it. Dog, what? Now you got more people joining the group chat. Now you got more people. Now you getting more fans, because word of mouth. You know what I'm saying? From your core fan base, telling other people, man, I heard that before you even heard it. How? From this text app. Man, let me get it. Let me see what you're talking about. Bam, now you got someone else. Oh, man. And then it trickles down. And then eventually, once you look up, you done conquered the whole world in a weird way. So that's how I would do it if I was an album roller. I would, one, touch the people. Go to the people. Touch them. Really touch them. Touch the people. After touching the people, set up a system to where you feel a part of the movement. You feel a part of what's finna happen. You're a part of the album. You're part. You heard it, you know, like it's like you're my A&R. It's like giving the world a position in life, you know, like, hey, I'm giving you guys the position in life to critique my album. You know what I'm saying? Here it is. Because like I said, as a fan, if I was, and I am, I'm the biggest Uzi fan in Iowa. I don't give a fuck what anyone say. I'm the biggest Uzi fan in Iowa. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. I will take that title because I gave myself that title. But as a Uzi fan, if Uzi was to do that with, you know, with me, that's, I will literally like go crazy. I'll tell the next person, the next Uzi fan, or the next person, period. Man, you know how crazy I am with Uzi, bro. Tell me why Uzi released his a number on fucking Instagram or Twitter, and now like he snippets all his new songs before they even come out, bro. So everything you hear, I heard it like 3-4 days before it dropped, bro, before you heard it. You know what I mean? And that's how you slowly conquered the world, bro. Slowly but surely, you're gonna conquer the world, bro. You're gonna conquer it, bro. So it's just, like I said, it's just strategic planning. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, that's my rollout.
That's my rollout. Touch the people. Let the people see you, feel you, hear you, know you're real. From there, bring them in and make them a part of what's going on. Make them a part of the movement. So by setting up a system, a text system. From there, you got your database. Cause really you don't, people fail to realize we don't need these record companies. And those who are artists, those who are musicians out there, they understand this, you know what I'm saying? But no, do you really understand how you could take over and how you can be your own record company? Like as far as like just building your own machine, you know, because nowadays we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter, you know, social media, you know, everybody knows that. Like, you can be your own record company, you know what I'm saying? And if you really, really, really are taking it there, you know, all you have to do is set up a system as far as like running ads and stuff, you know, marketing your music, you know, who do you like me, for an instance, if I was an artist, this is how I would market myself, you know. First, I will find out, who do I sound like? Who do I think I sound like? Or who do I like to imitate? Or if someone played me a beat, who would be on this beat? Who would I like to be on this beat? Or who would I like to sound like? You know, that's how I would do it. Then from there, once I figure out, so, okay, let's say I'm an artist and I think I sound like Lil Uzi Vert. You know what I'm saying? Or I have a beat, you know, and I think Lil Uzi Vert should be on it. What I would then do is go within the marketing, Facebook market, you know, running the ads. I will run my ads towards Lil Uzi fans. Because you have a way of doing that. I will run my ads towards Uzi fans. Then I will then target the age group. So obviously, majority of your Uzi fans are probably from 10 to about 25, you know, 10 to about 25. So then I will market my music towards them. I will go crazy towards them. I will market the fuck out of it towards them. So like, what's the word? There's a professional term for it, but that's what I could think of off the top of my head. I will run my ads towards that particular group. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know, just wait and see, you know, and obviously keep running it. Keep running it for maybe like, I don't know, like 3 weeks. No, because what I've noticed, like album rollouts usually last for like a week or two weeks. The baby's album rollout lasted for like 2 weeks and a half, if I'm not mistaken, when he first came out with his album. You know, that shit lasted like 2.5 weeks. And then he went on like a vacation for maybe a month, and then he came back with Kirk. And now you see the album roll out with this one. So it's like, I see these things, and then, you know, like, I'm not dumb to what's going on, bro. I know a lot of, you know, like, a lot of these people are on single rollouts, album rollouts, you know, so. But not to shoot the shit, I'm just gonna get off this thing because I think I've been talking way longer than I expected. But hopefully you guys got the information that I was trying to, you know, talk about. But like I said, reach out to me on my social medias. Definitely reach out to me. But to wrap this La Ocean Media, La Ocean Podcast up, it is your boy Abu Samo, and we are out of here. We are out, baby. And y'all have a good night. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.